welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's May 21st, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, a man claims that the Albuquerque police kicked him so hard that he lost a testicle. Aye. Plus, the lefties suggest that the VA scandal is just another conspiracy theory to take down Obama. And Democrat Congressman Joe Garcia says they've proved that communism works.
You know, we've proved that communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, there's no crime.
You're not going to eat that. You're not going to eat it. Don't. Oh, that ain't right. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. There's been a lot of talk about the VA scandal, about how veterans are treated. How they're not being treated, I guess, is a more accurate statement. Our very own Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs recently went to the VA. He's a new resident here in Austin. And this is a guy, a combat veteran, an injured veteran, who has internal bleeding. Now, imagine this, not just if you're a veteran, but just any person. You go to the doctor and you say, hey, doctor, I have internal bleeding, which Biggs does. And the doctor says, hey, we'll see you in July. So if you're watching this on a later date on YouTube, if you go to the doctor and it's May right now, and the doctor says, come back in July for your internal bleeding, to me, that's a disparity of care. And that's one of the big reasons why people actually go into the military. They think, I'll go to the military and I'll be set for life with these benefits. And that's just not the case. But now the mainstream, the establishment is saying that that is not the case. They have a bill press saying the VA scandal is just another Republican conspiracy theory.
This is just another big lie. But you know, on the conspiracies, you're right. They went after Obamacare. They were going to run on that this year. That ran out of gas because it's doing so well. So now they've turned to Benghazi. This is soon going to run out of gas. What's next? The VA. I'll bet you that's what they're going to run on next.
Well, they're trying to make the VA. It's conspiracy. It's fear-mongering.
They are priming the pump for impeachment. That's what they're doing. And they don't care whether or not it's the law.
So you heard it right there. It's a conspiracy theory. Obamacare is going great. Nobody's being kicked off their plans in Florida or California. Nobody's seen their premiums increase. So that's going fine and dandy. And also Mr. Joe Madison, he said that they're priming the pump for impeachment. Now, if you watch the full clip, he brings up Obamacare and also Benghazi. And he said when Hillary decides to run in 2016, they'll bring up all the same stuff again. Benghazi, Obamacare, Fast and Furious. I'm like, yeah, you should continue to bring up Benghazi, especially for Mrs. Clinton, because she is more concerned about her reelection campaign, or should I say her election campaign in general, than she is about covering these true and factual things that are going on that caused the death of Ambassador Stevens. But they don't want you to talk about that. It's a conspiracy theory. Another thing that's a conspiracy theory, VA supervisor, older veteran should be shot in the head to save money.
I personally am not against non-veterans. I'm 100% for my veterans, but I'm not a non-veteran hater. However, you have supervisors in supervisory positions in this hospital that have been made statements, racial slurs against veterans, have made statements that, you know, older veterans, they should just be taken outside and shot in the head because they're worthless. And this person still works there. And he's still a supervisor. You tell me how wrong that is.
So there you have it. A whistleblower saying that, hey, he's been told that people should be taken outside and shot in the head, as well as many other things going on. You can go watch that full interview that Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs conducted. Now, this person wishes to remain anonymous, but we have been contacted by other people. Some people wish to remain anonymous, other people so much not. But regardless, we're going to continue to bring you these stories that the mainstream media say are not happening. There are no veterans. This guy says people are even being lost on the grounds of the VA. But, you know, according to the mainstream media, this is not happening. But, you know, here's another story that proves that it is happening. VA whistleblower says he's been demoted and bullied. And this is Dr. Jose Matthews. He says he's paying the price for being a whistleblower at the VA in St. Louis. Matthews was head of psychiatry at the VA, and he came forward to say that doctors are treating only half of the mental health patients they have the capacity to handle. And it says he's been promptly removed and told not to contact any of the psychiatrists that he was previously leading. And once again, they're saying that this is not happening. This is one of the stories that I guess this administration, they find out by watching local news in between the breaks of the basketball game or whatever. And this is how they find out about their information. This is very pertinent information. You have military veterans committing suicide 20 times a day. But, you know, nobody cares about this. These guys, they need help. Like we talked about previously, you got these guys who have mental health issues. Not saying all of them do, but some of them do, and they're not even being able to receive the care that they need in addition to physical care, like Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who wakes up in the middle of the night coughing up blood because he has internal bleeding. But they say, come back in 2 months and we'll see what we can do for you. This is the type of stuff that needs to be reported, not talking about, you know, celebrity baby pictures and all kinds of other crap. It's the socialized system, and now we have a Democratic congressman saying that he's proved that communism works.
Two of the safest cities in America, two of them are on the border with Mexico. And of course, the reason it is, we've proved that communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, there's no crime.
And Florida, that was your congressman, Joe Garcia, saying that we've proved that communism works, that it's a great idea. I mean, it's not like we, you know, had any conflict, against a foreign power saying that, no, we don't want this here in the U.S. But apparently, in the year of 2014, it's all peachy keen. It's the thing that we need here in the country. A gentleman with strange grooming habits and also strange political affiliations. But, you know, if that's what works for him and he wants communism in his state, please keep it there, because don't mess with Texas or Oklahoma. And we go from the socialized system of communism to now this socialized health care. Federal funds earmarked to offset Affordable Care Act insurer losses. The Obama administration has quietly adjusted key provisions of a signature health care law to potentially make billions of additional taxpayer dollars available to the insurance industry if companies providing coverage through the Affordable Care Act lose money, which is to say that they pretty much expect you to lose money. So they'll just say, we'll give you just even more money. How much were those Obamacare commercials worth? It was a whole lot of money they put into promoting this. Even here in the city of Austin, you can drive down I-35 and they have these big billboards that just say healthcare or healthcare.gov. And so they're putting money into this. They really want you enrolled. They have the basketball players, you know, promoting this. Everywhere you look, you can just see this everywhere. They get all these big celebrities from the movies and TV shows and say, hey, this is so great. People who, you know, by no means would need the healthcare benefits package because they're so rich, but they tell you that, hey, you need to get on it. And you're a bad parent if you don't make your kid get on this, if you don't shame your kids, and when you sit around the table at Thanksgiving or Christmas and just bully them, badger them into getting this, then you're a bad parent. So let's move on to our next story. We'll talk about bad parents and we'll talk about some bad police officers. Because in the clip with Joe Garcia, he's saying that if you give everybody a government job, there would be no crime. But what if the people with these government jobs are committing the crime? And now we have this man claims Albuquerque police caused him to lose a testicle.
The video appears to show the officer throwing Martin to the ground face first. He's then put in handcuffs and eventually into a squad car. A sergeant called to the hospital later documented Martin's injuries. They included scrapes to his face, wrists, and one knee. According to the criminal complaint, that sergeant also noted Martin had a dressing over his genitals for an injury that required removal of one testicle.
So according to a congressman who says communism is so great, if you have everybody working for the government, you will have no crime. But there's a crime right there, hitting a man in the groin so hard that he actually lost a testicle. And even if the guy was driving drunk, that does not give you an excuse to beat the guy's testicles, just put it bluntly out there. I mean, if he is driving drunk, if he is being a little mouthy, that does not give you the right to physically harm somebody. They could just easily take the guy to jail. They said that he was being combative. I didn't see the guy being combative other than trying to protect his testicles, which is nothing wrong with that. You know, guy just wants to defend his bodily parts. But the police say this is all fine, and just I guess for the Albuquerque Police Department, this is fine, because, you know, this is the department that will kill a homeless man, execute a homeless man for camping. Apparently a good enough reason to kill a man dead and then stick a dog on him and then shoot him multiple times on the ground with a beanbag gun after he's already hit the ground. Just completely ridiculous. I hope they do get some justice out there in Albuquerque. We've seen the videos of the people fighting back, not so much physically fighting back, but fighting back in the legal system, going to their city council meetings and saying, hey, we need to get you guys out of here. And that's what you need to do. If you live in one of these cities with a corrupt police department or sheriff's department, go to your city council meetings, take those over peacefully and just say, hey, here's your pink slip. You guys need to get up out of here. If nothing else, leave before we put you in jail ourselves. And our last story for the night, CNN President Zuckerberg, we won't be shamed into covering the Benghazi hearings. Yeah, they won't be shamed because, you know, they have more breaking news about how they haven't found the missing plane. And the missing plane story is, you know, a good story. People want to know what happened to their loved ones, and I definitely understand that. But, you know, every 10 minutes, breaking news, we've found nothing. Big graphics on the screen and flipping over all the stuff that McBreen makes. So, you know, that they would rather talk about the plane that they haven't found, breaking news on that front, instead of talking about actual news or, you know, more news that we can prove. You know, once again, I do have sympathies for the people who are lost or, you know, still missing on that situation. But, you know, let's talk about Benghazi, but they don't want to talk about that because then you hate women. You're not for women because you talk about Benghazi, which translates to Hillary Clinton. Anyway, that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News. Now, after this break, we'll talk to David Knight. He has a special report talking about Rand Paul and the filibuster, so he'll fill you in on that. And also, before we get to that, if you like this broadcast and you'd like to see it continue, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, the movies, all right there on PrisonPlanet.tv. And at the very end of our show, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs will be talking to Anna Judd, who is running across the country to raise awareness of veterans and the treatment of veterans. So you don't want to miss that. This is the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you right after this break.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, today we were told that Rand Paul was going to filibuster the appointment of David Barron. Why? Because David Barron, who's up for appointment to one court below the Supreme Court, a lifetime appointment, was one of the people who wrote memos that pretended to justify the assassination of Americans abroad using drones. This is why the filibuster was cut short.
This nomination would not go forward were it not for the elimination of the filibuster. Some say the filibuster was, that was obstructionism. The filibuster was also, and in many cases, about trying to prevent extremists from getting on the bench.
Now, Rand Paul and Senator Grassley were trying to get these memos released to the public. Finally, since this happened in 2011, 3 years after the fact, Obama has finally released this for senators to take a look at it. But it's still not available for the public, nor will it be until after they've made this decision. Rand Paul wanted to talk about what's really involved here with due process. It's not just about transparency. It's about death by accusation and what has happened to our due process.
The debate is not about transparency. It is about the substance of the memos. I cannot and will not support a lifetime appointment of someone who believes it is okay to kill an American citizen not involved in combat without a trial. Glenn Greenwald writes this about both the Bush and the Obama administration. He says the core of the distortion on the war on terror under both Bush and Obama is the Orwellian practice of equating government accusations of terrorism with proof of guilt. Due process cannot occur in secret, but it also can't occur in one branch of government. This is a fundamental misconception of the president. The president believes, with regard to either privacy in the Fourth Amendment or to killing American citizens, and with regard to the Fifth Amendment, he believes that if he has some lawyers review this process, that that is due process. This is appalling because this has nothing to do with due process.
He also had this to say about reasonable doubt and how that's been replaced by imminent. And pay attention to what they've done to the definition of the word imminent.
When we talk about convictions, we talk about the conviction or the bar for conviction being beyond a reasonable doubt. So you can pretty much think, you can be in a jury pool and pretty much think someone killed someone. You got a suspicion, you have an inclination they're probably guilty. But you're supposed to be so convinced that it's beyond a reasonable doubt. In these memos, there's a different standard. Realize what the standard is from the person who will we now be pointing to a lifetime appointment, one step below the Supreme Court. The standard is that an assassination is justified when an informed, high-level official of the U.S. government has determined that the targeted individual poses an imminent threat of violent attack against the United States. The interesting thing about an imminent attack is we really don't go by much the plain wording of what you would think would be imminent anymore. The memo expressly states that it is inventing, this I believe is also from Glenn Greenwald, the memo expressly states that it is inventing a broader concept of imminence that is typically not used. Specifically, the president's assassination power does not require that the U.S. have clear evidence that a specific attack will take place in the immediate future. So you wonder about a definite of imminence that no longer includes the word immediate.
Rand Paul directly addressed his Democrat colleagues and tried to get beyond partisanship, pointing out that they wouldn't vote for this guy if he was a Bush appointee.
The definition of terrorism, since on some occasions we've been accused of terrorism by the other side, can be somewhat loose. The Bureau of Justice put out a memo describing some of the characteristics of people who might be terrorists, which might alarm you if you're traveling overseas. People are missing fingers. People have stains on their clothing. People have changed the color of their hair. People have multiple weapons in their house. People have more than 7 days' worth of food in their house. These are people you should be suspicious of, according to the government. These are people who might be terrorists, and these are people you should talk to and inform the government about these people. If these are the definitions of someone who might be a terrorist, wouldn't we kind of want to have a lawyer before the accusation becomes a conviction?
Now I want you to listen to what he has to say about who a terrorist is and wonder if this applies to you, because you know what? It's not Alaki who's on trial. He's long dead. It's your constitutional God-given rights that are on trial here. And it's the only person who's rising in an adversarial position here is Rand Paul. But the American people who are really on trial here, the American people are not even showing up for their own trial out of apathy. We'll close with what Rand Paul had to say about terrorism.
You're voting for someone who has made this the historic precedent for how we will kill Americans overseas. In secret, by one branch of the administration, without representation, based upon an accusation that I would oppose this nomination were it coming from a Republican president. But what I would ask my Democrat colleagues is to look deep within their soul, to look deep within their psyche and say, how would I vote if this were a Bush nominee? If this were a Bush nominee that had written legal opinions justifying torture in 2007, 2006, 2005, how would I have voted? I think 90% would have voted against and would vote now against the Bush nominee. This has become partisan, and this body has become too partisan. There was a time when there were great believers in the Constitution in this body, and we have degenerated into a body of partisanship.
From From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
All right, today we're going to welcome Anna Judd in the studio today. She is doing a run across America for veterans awareness and suicide prevention. Now, just tell me a little bit about why it is you're doing it and what it is, what you're supporting, just an overall.
Basically, I'm running from California to New York. It's about 3,200 miles. I'm doing 30 to 40 miles a day, and I'm doing it to raise awareness about a lot of the challenges that veterans are facing in the country, and especially to raise awareness about the veteran suicide rate, which I think is upwards of 22 a day now.
Yep.
And also trying to raise some awareness about some alternatives that veterans might have if they're not getting, like, the care that they need from the VA for psychological problems. And I think that physical activity is a really good coping mechanism for some of those things.
So I heard you carried something with you when you ran. What is that?
Well, in the beginning, I was carrying rocks that were painted with portraits of fallen soldiers. And I've no longer been able to carry those because they got to be too heavy.
Yeah.
Running 40 miles a day is already strenuous enough, but I keep them in my heart when I'm running as much as I can, and that pushes me forward when I think about just the 22 that will die today, you know.
Yeah, that's amazing that you're doing this. And you are running for Team RWB. What does that stand for?
Team RWB is Team Red, White, and Blue. It's basically an organization, and they bring together civilians and veterans for physical activities and athletic events and social events, too. They kind of create a new network of support for veterans who have left the military and have lost a network of support. And it's basically like a new family.
So do you get a chance to talk to a lot of veterans throughout your run? Have you met any really cool soldiers out there, Marines, Airmen, Navy?
Yeah. Yeah, so many. And a lot of them have come out to run with me. Just when I was running my last run through Fort Worth, a guy came out, and he said he had never run more than 13 miles before. And he ended up running 27 with me. And that's kind of been the trend. Like I'm supporting veterans, but they're showing up in big numbers out there when I'm running, and they're running with me and to show solidarity and their support for each other as well.
Do you ever get a Have you heard any input from some of these soldiers, too, about the allegations and stuff going on with the VA scandal? Have you heard any of their inputs? I mean, have they had a lot of the problems, too, that they're talking about long wait times, you know, not being, you know, given that health care that they're supposed to be given when they come back from combat?
Yeah, it seems to be the major complaint from a lot of the guys and girls that I talk to. Before I even left for this trip, we interviewed probably 11 or 12 different veterans on film, trying to learn about the problem and trying to learn firsthand what it was that they're going through. And they complained about long wait times at the VA and not getting the care that they need. And a lot of them said that when they go to the VA for PTSD or anxiety or depression, they just get a bunch of pills pushed out at them. And a lot of them said they were taking up to like over between 10 and 30 different prescriptions.
A day.
Yeah.
So tell me about the you're getting money per mile you run, I heard. So how much are you getting per mile, and what does that money go to?
Basically, I'm using an app. It's a smartphone app called Charity Miles. And for every mile that I run, corporations donate money on my behalf to a charity that I choose. And there are 28 different charities on this app that you can choose from. And so I'm actually carrying two cell phones on me when I run, and I'm raising money for both the Wounded Warrior Project and Team Red, White, and Blue. And for every money, for every mile that I run, I earn 25 cents, which is not a lot, but I'm trying to get other people to also start running. I created a team. It's called Hashtag Run America. And basically people sign up on my team, and we can just see collectively what kind of difference that we can make when everybody is running together.
That's awesome that you're doing this. I mean, from me being a veteran too, I know a lot of the guys appreciate seeing someone step up and kind of speak out for a lot of their problems as well. I spoke to a buddy earlier, and he's heard of your team RWB, and he's a big fan of it. So I know it means a lot to him, and it means a lot to me as well. I heard a funny little tidbit of information, though, that you said you have some information on fluoride, and here at InfoWars, it's something that we kind of like to talk about. So go ahead and tell the audience what it was you were telling me.
Well, I mean, I don't know too much about fluoride, but my grandfather worked on the Manhattan Project. His name was Gerard Judd. And my whole life, he's been telling me about the evils of fluoride. He wrote a book called Good Teeth, Birth to Death. And he talked about how fluoride was really, really bad for you, and even, I don't know if I should say it or not, but he was just saying basically that the reason why it's put in the water and why it's put in toothpaste is because there's nowhere else to put it.
Yeah, that's just that's crazy. I mean, just yeah. to hear that from that, you know, perspective. Well, before we go, what programs and things like that do you want to plug before you leave? Make sure you tell the audience where they can go to follow you, where they can find you, how they can donate again, so we can get that information out.
Yeah, if you want to follow the journey, just go to AnnaRunsAmerica.com. Get connected on social media. We're doing a lot of writing and art, and a lot of information is being put out through social media right now, and you can get connected. And especially if you live along our route, we're running through the South and then up the coast through South Carolina, North Carolina, all the way up to New York. And we're asking people to come out and join me on my run, or walk, or just come out and say hi. And I think it's a really good way for us to show solidarity and to make a statement that we care about the state of this country, and that we care about those who served our country, and that we're willing to take some kind of positive action to start fixing these problems. And we have to come together as a community to do that.
Well, I appreciate you coming out here. I'd like to commend you on your efforts.
Well, thank you.
It means a lot to all the veterans across the country. So thank you for taking the time, Anna.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
We need more people like her to stand up for veteran awareness and suicide prevention. I'd like to thank Anna Judd for being on the show. It was some really good information that she put out, and what she's doing is amazing for our veterans. Thanks for watching the show, and tune in 7 p.m. Central weeknights at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for tuning into the show.
celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Blockit Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.